Today's daf is Pesachim, daf Kuf Yud Zayin. We are continuing Arvei Pesachim. We're in the last week of the Mesechta as we continue relating to issues of the Seder. So the Mem and the Mishnah on the yesterday's Amud spoke about the bracha at the end of Magid, Asher Ga'alanu, and what the Chasima is, or related to, do we say parts of Hallel at the end, which part of Hallel? We had a discussion, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, related to that line, that machlokas, the Gemara comes in talking about the word Haliluka. Says the Gemara, Amr of Chizda, Amr of Yochanan, Haliluka, the Kesia, the Yedidya, Achashein. These three words, when they're written in the Torah, they have Shem Hashem at the end of them. Hallelujah is a word in Tehillim a number of times. And Keska is a word that only appears one time, that's the end of the Beshalach. Right, the line by Amalek, Yad al Keska, Melcham al Hashem ba Amalek, Midar Dar. The Yedidya, those three words are Achasein, they are really, should be written as one word. Even though it's a combination of, let's say, Yedid Hashem, like it says by Binyamin, or Hallelu, praise Ka, God, praise Hashem. All of them, says Rabbi Yochanan, should be written as one. Rav Amar, Kesiyahu, Merchavya Achasein. Those two are one. Rabba Amar, Merchavya Bilvad, just Merchavya. Ibai Lahu, Merchavya L'Rav Chisda Mai. Rav Chisda did not mention Merchavya. So, what is that? The chariot of Hashem. Teku, unclear. Ibai Lahu, what's the Lamai Nafkamina? So what Nafkamina is just how you write it in the Sefer. That's the most basic Nafkamina. Do you have a break in the middle? Ibai Lahu, Yedidya L'Rav Mai, Tashma Adam Arav, Yedidya Nechlak L'Shnayim, Yedidya should be split into two. Lefichach, Yedid Chol, Ka Kodesh. Right, Yedidya, the name Yedidya, which is, Yedid, my friend, my beloved Hashem. So you write it separately according to Rav. Yedid is the Lashon Chol, meaning the Kavana that you have to have. That's Nafkamina number two. Not only how it's written, but the Kavana that a Sofer has when he writes the words. And Kaz Kodesh, we just had it last week in Rashi, some words, right? The Hash Adoshem is that, was it Avram Avinu talking to, actually this week's Parsha. Right, is Avram Avinu talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, telling him to wait while he goes to the Malachim, or is he talking to the lead Malach, telling him, please, Al Nosavar, Me'alav Decha. Ibai Lahu, Hallelujah, L'Rav Mai. What about that word according to Rav? He also didn't say anything. Tashma, Dama Rav, Chazino, Tili de Bechaviva. I saw the Tehillim of Bechaviva. Diksiv Behu, Hallelu, Bechagisa, Vekah Bechagisa. I saw it had the end of a line that said Hallelujah, and the beginning of the next line it said Ka, and they don't use the conjunction, putting a line at the end to continue words in Tanakh. Right? If it's at the end of a line, the beginning of a line, that means it's two separate words. So that's what I saw in the Tehillim of Bechaviva. Upliga de Bishur ben Levi, and this argues on Bishur ben Levi, Damar Bishur ben Levi, my Hallelujah. What is the word Hallelujah, says Bishur ben Levi? Hallelujah behilulim harbe. Praise him with many praises. Meaning he understands it as one word. That's what it seems. Haluba behiluim arbe upliga didei adidei, and that itself is a machlokas, is a seer within Rabbi Shimon Levi, because he says here this previous line that haluhu is one word. Haluhu behiluim arbe, and the following the Rabbi Shimon Levi basar mamaros shel shevach nemar besefet tehillim. 10 mamar, different 10 different types of ma'amarim, of saying, of talking, are said in Tehillim. Benitzuach, right, Lamnatzeach, Benigun, different types of instruments that are mentioned, but that all reflects a different level of vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Benitzuach, Benigun, Bemaskil, Maskil Adavid, Bemizmar, Beshir, Beashrei, Betehila, Betfila, Behuda, Behaleluka. And Godlo Mikul and Hallelujah, that's the greatest Lashon. Why? Shekol Shem V'Shevach B'Masachas. Because that has shame, a name, and praising of Hashem in one word. So you see, he's treating it as two. Because he's saying, Ka is the name of Hashem, and Hallelujah, it has a shame and a Shevach in the same word. So you see all of these different opinions in terms of the different types of words. Two Ha'aras. Number one is, okay, so what are the Nafkaminas? Number one, how it's written. Number two is the Kavana. There might be a third idea. The Chashuk Echemen here discusses, but it's based on earlier poskim. Mr. Brewer talks about it. It's been Pei Dalet. The Shulchan Aruch first. Shulchan Aruch says that we're not supposed to be shoel shalom in the bathroom. I feel the shela shalom aser. Shoel shalom in the bathroom. Instead of saying, how are you? That's not shela shalom. Shela shalom is shalom aleichem. But if somebody's in the bathroom, while one is going to the bathroom, one's not allowed to talk. But while one is in the bathroom, let's say somebody's at the sink, you're allowed to talk, and then when one is at the sink, so Baker Adin, yes. But the Sheela Shalom, the Shulchan Aruch says, is Aser. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ki Shalom Ushmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom B'Shem Hashem. Shenemar Vayikra Lo Hashem Shalom. Right, it says by Boaz, right, that's the source for Sheila Shalom. V'yom alakot v'Hashem imachem, v'yikro lo Hashem shalom, v'hu adish asr l'tid shalom l'chaver b'mevos ha'metunafos. Not only in the bathroom, but also in dirty alleyways. The koldino v'kabayis ha'primi. The adam sheshmo shalom. What if you have somebody's name who happens to be Shalom? Happen to know somebody like that. Yesh osrin b'beis ha'merchatz, l'kroso b'shmo elabalash and las. Some say you should not call his name in the bathroom. You just call him his English name. Some people don't have an English name. Right? Balash and Las. V'yesh Matirin. And others, says the Mishnah Berurah, name of the Taz, some Matir. Why? Because there, in your Kavanah, is not to say Shem Hashem. If you say Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom, there you're saying God should be upon you. Then you're using Shalom as Shem Hashem. But if you're just using Shalom as somebody's name, Yesh Matirin, Kiva, Deinim Eskavin, Al Inyan HaShalom, Elo LaHaskaras Shmo Shaloso Adam. Right, you're just calling the person's name. Ubi divrei sofrim halachachra meiko v'chein nogin. The Mishnah Berurah says, you know, you can be meiko here, and that's the midag. V'yirei shamayim yesh lo v'hachvir. V'yirei shamayim yesh lo v'hachvir ya'an ki harbi achronim osrim. And what should you do? What should you do? Either not say anything. What if you want to call his name? Says the Mishnah Berurah, and they're quoting the Chayi Adam, v'yivla hamim v'yomarak sholo below mem. Nobody will notice. Say sholo. Right, they'll leave out the last letter. Oh, shalom, binun. Or say shalom. The gami garas harashus, nachosh lolotov shalom rak imvav, rak shalem, shematsud lizok ba'ashmos. Also in a letter, if you know whenever it's going to be thrown out, you know, shin lamid mem. So it can be read as shalom. I once had a Rebbe many years ago that ever wrote my name. He always wrote shin lamid vav with a smidgic. Right, even on a test, on a report card. Right, never wrote the name. And it was machmir for this Mishnah Berurah that you don't know what's going to get thrown out, and therefore don't write it. That's shalom. But now says the Chashuke Chebet, so we have the same nafkamina, same issue in Argo. What about Yedidya? Don't blame shalom. What about, there are many names with Shem Hashem in them. Yisrael, Michael, you know, any of the names. So do you say Yedidya? So right, Merchavya is not really such a common name. But so do we say that those have Kedusha? You're allowed to write those on a regular letter. You're allowed to say that name in the bathroom. So here's a little different. Because Shalom b'mahus, that is Shem Hashem. Mashaiki, the other ones have it inside of their name. So that might be better and worse. Because on the one hand, Kale is a stronger name than Shalom. Shalom is a kinui. The Rambam talks about where he talks about the halachas of Shvua B'Shem. Kel is one of the names of Hashem, even more close to the Shalom. But in the name, like Yechezkel and Yisrael, Yishmael, it loses its status because it becomes part of the other name. So he says, Lachei Nira, Shem Oso Adam Noeg Lichtov Shvua B'Shem Osios, if the person is used to writing his name, says the Chajuk Chabed, as two words, so also lekaro kind of versa merchatz. Then you can't call his name in the bathroom because then he's obviously views his name as a conjunction and part of his name as Shem Hashem. But most people, when they have that type of name, they write their name as one name: Yechezkel, Yisrael. Right? They write their name as one name. They don't write a break in between. What they write? They write a dash in between or whenever they write the name Michael with a dash between the aleph and the lamed. Nobody writes that. You just write your name. Just write your name. So if that's the case, Elam Karan Lo B'Teva Achas Yitachein Shadavar Tali V'Machlokas Aposkem L'Gabe L'Kro Lo Adam Shalom B'Beis HaMerchatz. Same stat. It doesn't have anything more chamor than the name Shalom. And therefore, the Machlokas Aposkem, the Shabura said, Mekra did it's fine, so Aposkem Machmir, in terms of saying it in the bathroom or writing it. Okay. Anyway, that's the another Nafkamina in terms of these names. Do you split the names or do you put them together? Again, how you write them, the kavana you have, or do they have the status for Igeres Rishus or for saying the name in the bathroom? Also related, we know that the Gemara mentioned there are Asara Ma'amaros, different levels of Shevach that Tehillim was said with. Lamnatseach, Nigun, every paragraph of Tehillim starts in a different way. The Radak in his Hakdama to Tehillim talks about all these different levels of Nevuah, levels of divine inspiration, and he says there are levels going up to down, down to up, different levels. And he says Tehillim in general is said Baruch HaKodesh. All of these different levels are forms of Ruach HaKodesh, different levels of Ruach HaKodesh. Sefer Tehillim Nema Ruach HaKodesh v'lo b'nevuah. Not with nevuah, that's why it's in Ksuvim. And it's not in Nevi'im. What's the difference between nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh, which all of these are levels within Ruach HaKodesh? Says the Radak, Ki ha-nevuah hu davar ba'al ha'adam shu chacham shalei b'midosav. Nevuah is something that comes when we have perfected ourselves, like the Rambam says, when we've reached a certain level, naturally nevuah comes. Tavolo anevuah b'chalom, in a dream. Uba eis tavo'ei anevuah b'hakitz, and if it ever comes while we're awake, yispatlu kochosav ha-hergeshiyim, we lose consciousness, basically. V'yim esulak mikol darchei olam hazeh, v'yir b'machza ha-nevuah, ki'ilu ish medaber imo, v'yom alo kach v'kach. O yira dimyonos b'mara ha-hi, o lo yira shum tmuna, el yishma kol midaber imo. Either we're sleeping or it's a vision, and we lose our capabilities. That's nevuah, and that's what the pasuk says. They had devaloscha, except Moshe Rabbeinu. B'chol beis ne'emanu b'hakis v'lo b'chalom, right? B'mara v'lo b'chidos. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have this, but every other navi in history has this. Oh, it relates to this week's parasha. I'll mention it in a second. For Ruach HaKodesh, who? What about Ruach HaKodesh? She Adam Shalem is Asek v'Divrei Elokim Shalem b'chol argoshosav. Lotus patelachas behen. Ruach HaKodesh. No, a person's awake. He has a divine inspiration, a divine vision. HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Medaber Mito Grono. But some type of inspiration, but it's a different type of idea. Umedaber mashu medaber kederach b'nei adam. Ela shema oreres oso ruach el yonis v'tofia hadvar malashono devishach v'odol elokav. Or devei seichel umusarim. Or sometimes saying the future. That's the difference between nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh. And that's why this Tehillim was said to David HaMelech in the latter category. And that's why all the different levels within Ruach HaKodesh. But that's nevuah versus Ruach HaKodesh. We mentioned in the past the thought Rav Schechter has in Ikvei Atzon in terms of the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Again, in terms of, he doesn't go and explain the level of the type of vision, but in terms of the purpose of the vision. Nevuah was given for the words, Nevuah comes from the word Nivsvatayim, expression of the lips. Nevuah was given over to a Navi in order to say over to Am Yisrael. That's the definition of a Navi. Masha'enkein, when it comes to Ksuvim, it was Nitan Likasev. It wasn't Nitan Lahagid, Nitan Lahei Amer. The difference was in terms of the quality of the vision, but in terms of the purpose of the Nevuah. Ashehaven, Shehevdal HaYichidi Shebeneim Hu, the Sifrei HaNevuah, quotes from Rav Chaim. The Sifrei HaNevuah Nitznu Milachadchila Al Banas Lahei Amer La'Acherim Vasher Begal Kin Nikram Heim B'Shem Nevi'im Milashen Nivsvatayim Kolashen Tnuvas HaSadeh Niv, it goes out. Masha'enkein, it blossoms. Masha'enkein, Sifrei Ksuvim, Shalo Nitznu Milachadchila Lahei Amer Klal Elashen Nitznu Li Kasev Asher Begal Kin Nikram Heim B'Shem Ksuvim. And he says that's learned out from the Pasuk. What's the source for Tanakh and the Torah? Kisov Zos Yikaron Basefer. Zos is Torah. Because Zos is clarity. Zos. Zeha, like Rashi says at the beginning of Matos. Moshe Rabbeinu is Misnabev is Zeha Dover. Zeh means clarity. And Zikaron means it should be remembered. And if you have a Navi who says it over, it's going to be remembered. That's Zikaron Zenevim. Basefer, that should be written down. That's the Pasuk, the Gemara quotes. In Maseches Megillah, Zosigar Masefer to teach us that that's the difference between Torah and Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Gives a lot more, but that's in Siman Chaf Gimel in Ikvei Hatzon. Just the part that was in my mind relates to this week's parsha, and that is we know Moshe Rabbeinu was different than all the other Nevi'im. So the Olam asks Avraham Avinu is we know from Avraham Avinu the Gemara says in Maseches Shabbos. And Chazal say, Gedol hachnasas orchem yosem yakbalas b'nei ha-shechina. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is greater than meeting the Shekhinah. Why? Because Avraham Avinu was talking to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and he sees the guest coming, so he leaves Hakadosh Baruch Hu and goes brings in the guests. Wonderful. Ask the Velt, we know it from Avraham Avinu. How did Avraham Avinu know he was allowed to do it? How did Avraham know he could leave Hakadosh Baruch Hu? You know, it was, we only know it from him, but he's talking to Hashem. How did he know it? So explain one of the answers is that because usually, as we just said, Avraham Avinu, whenever he was speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he lost all of his faculties. He was unconscious, basically. That was everybody except Moshe Rabbeinu, even Avraham Avinu. And yet, all of a sudden, he's able to see the guests through this vision. How was he able to see the guests? Why was he able to see the guests? He thinks to himself, why am I more awake now than I usually am? It must be HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to see these guests. So he took that as a tip-off, that that's what Hashem wanted him to do. Okay, that is all in terms of the words. Amar Rav Yehuda Meshmuel, this daf is the Hallel daf, one of the Hallel dafs in Shas. Right? We had Arachin daf Yud, that's in terms of when you say Hallel, and here's in terms of what's the source for Hallel. There's many different opinions on this Amud. Amar Rav Yehuda Meshmuel, Shir Shabbat Torah, Az Yashir, the Shir in the Torah. Moshe v'Yisrael Amruhu b'Shosh Olam Minayam. That's what the pasuk says. They said it when they went up from Kriyas Yamsuf. V'Halal Zeh Mi Amru. What about Halal? What's the source for Halal? Yes, it's Prakim in Tehillim. But we know a lot of Prakim in Tehillim were from earlier. David HaMelech compiled them, but a lot of from Livnei Korach. There's a lot of Prakim that were from earlier. Eitan Ezrachi, that's Avraham Avinu. So where was Tehillim from? Where was the Halal from? Nevi'im Shebeinehem. Tiknu Lahem Yisrael, the Nevi'im amongst them. We're Mesakin it. Who are these Nevi'im? Earlier. Nevi'im Shebeinehem were Mesakin. Sheyu Omer Nosoa Kol Perek V'Perek V'Al Kol Tzara V'Tzara. They said it at every time period on every Tzara Shelo Tavo Alein. That means Rachmana L'Islan. Ula Kishini Galin. And when they were redeemed, Omrim Oso Al Geulasan. They said it because for their Geula, right? That's what it was enacted earlier. What does Geulasan mean? Rashi says here, Lishnuma Al Yonaka, second line on top, Klomer, Shem Chas V'Shalom Tavo Tzara Alein, V'Yoshia V'Menu, Omrim Oso Al Geulasan, Kegon Chanukah. Rashi says, one Chanukah, meaning Rashi is noting, he's alluding to the fact that there are really two types of Hallels. There's Hallel that was Misukan by Chazal to say on every holiday, reflective of Kedushas Hayom, but the Hallel that's spoken about here is Hallel Anes. Why does Rashi say Chanukah? That's the Yontif holiday. Chanukah. But that's what the Gemara is talking about. Look, there were really two types of Hallels. Hallel said on a Yontif, Kedushas Hayom, and Hallel said for Anes. Chassam Sofer even writes in one place that we know there's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. In the first Shorish, the Rambam has his 14 Shorashim. In the first Shorish, the Rambam discusses whether Hallel is a mitzvah d'oraisa or not. The Shita of the Bahag is that it's counted as a mitzvah d'oraisa. The Rambam says, no way. All of Hallel is d'rabanan. That is the Rambam Shita. He writes this explicitly in Hilchas Chanukah. The Rambam says, the Hallel of Chanukah is d'rabanan. And then he says, V'lo Hallel shel Chanukah bilvad, who? Shem midivrei sofrim. Ela kriyas ha-Hallel lo'olam midivrei sofrim b'chol hayomim shegomer ben ez ha-Hallel. The Rambam says, every time you say Hallel, it is a mitzvah d'rabanan. That's the Rambam Shita. And the Ramban argues. The Ramban says, no, there are some Hallels that are d'oraisa. Simchas, part of Simchas Yontif, part of Mikra Kodesh, is saying Hallel, and that is part of the mitzvah d'oraisa. The Chassam Sofer writes in a tshuva, I'll agree with the Rambam on the Yontif Hallels. But when it comes to Hallel al Hanes, that's a din d'oraisa. And that's why, says the Chassam Sofer, we have one Hallel d'oraisa all year, and that's Chanukah. Ironically, the Yontif that's the Rabbanan has the Hallel that's the Oraisa, because that's the Hallel of Ace. Maybe he would also agree with the Hallel of the Seder. Hallel of the Seder. Right, I think we mentioned a couple of days ago the Shita of the, we mentioned it in the Daf Be'in Shir also, I'm not sure if we mentioned the Daf, the Shita of Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon quoted in the Ran here in Maseches Pesachim, where Rav Haigon says, discussing the problem of the rule breaker. The Hallel at the Seder is a rule breaker. You only say half of it, you usually have to say the whole Hallel. You say it sitting down, usually Hallel is Bamida, and you don't even make a bracha on it. How is it such a rule breaker? So Rav Haigo says, because this Hallel is said b'toras shira, and not b'toras kriya. What does that mean? Explains Rav Salvechik and others that usually we have a Hallel on Yontif, which is mandated for us to say. Chazal said, say Hallel today. That's Petores Kriya. It's a formal halal. You have to stand up. You have to say a bracha beforehand, etc. Halal at the Seder, that was not mandated. That's Petores Shira. That's supposed to be, says Rav Haigon, a natural outpouring of emotion after speaking about Yetzias Mitzrayim for 2 hours. So you don't say a bracha. A bracha would be formalizing it, and that would be minimizing the purpose of it. But that's a different type of, that's why you're allowed to say it sitting down, that's why you're allowed to split it up. That's a different type of halal. It's halal b'toras shira, and not b'toras kriya, and that's what the Gemara is referring to. One other ha'ara, and that is, if you look closely at the lashon of the Gemara here, it says, we say halal on every perek and on every tzara, ule kishenig alin. So Rashi just puts it all together. When we have a tzara and we are redeemed, we say halal. But if you look at the lashon, it's that when we have a situation and when we are redeemed, it's like and also when we're redeemed, we say halal on part one and part two. So explain some of the Bali Musa. The Beis Halevi quotes this and others, and that is when we, obviously not at the time, but after we are redeemed from a tzara, we look back and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu even for the tzara. Because we realize everything was part of the divine plan. Like we say, Al Anisim Yal Perkon Yal Gvurot Yal Melchamos. Shasis Allah will say, Al Melchamos, we're thanking Hashem for the Melchamos, we'd rather not have the Melchama. No, but afterwards, even if not in Olam Hazeh, in Olam Haba at least, or we believe that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even the Tzaras, that's what it says here, I'll call Tzara Vetzara, Yal call Gul of Ukishen Nigalin, even for the Tzara, Odcha Kianisani, Fatihili Lishua, even though Rahman al-San, not at the time, at the time we say, Dayan HaEmes, at the time we say, you know, we're in pain, we daven, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should redeem us from the pain. But in general, that is the belief that a Jew has, even B'Shas HaTzara. Okay, there's more in Halah, but let's do a little more first. Says the Gemara, first medium line, Tanya, Hayar B'Meir Omer, Kala Tushbachos Ha'amuros B'Sefer Tehillim, all the praises that are said in Tehillim. Kulan, David Amran. David said, David's the source of all the Tushbachos, the praises, Shinemar, as it says, at the end of Tehillim, Perek Ayin Beis, it says, Kalu Tfilos of Ben Yishai. Very unusual line stuck in there. Okay, this finishes up the Tfilos of David Ben Yishai. But we darshan, Al Tikre Kalu, Ella Kal Elu. All of these, we darshan, are the Tfilos. The Marshal here says it's not exactly, don't take it so literally, or else this line would be at the end of Tehillim. Why is that at the end of Tefillin Ayin Beis? Put it all the way at the end, after the Halalukas. So it means David had a major role. Halal Zemi Amru. So here we go. Who is the source of Halal? So we're going to have a couple of opinions here and later on. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Elazar, Bini Omer. My son says, Moshe Yisrael Amru. The source of Halal is even earlier. Before David, Moshe and Yisrael. Bishasha Olu Minayam. When they came up from the Kriyas Yamsuf, that's when they said Halal. V'chaluken alav chaveirav. Lomar, and my son's friends had argued with him. Shadavid Amru, David himself was the one that said it. V'nirin dvar mi divrayim, and I think he's right. I think my son is right because of the following two reasons. Number one, after Yisrael shachtu as bischayim, and otul levayim v'lo amr shira. Is it possible that they didn't say halal? We had this lashon one time earlier. Right, we had this by in Pesach Sheni Sugis, right? You say Pesach Sheni when, but the Asi is Pesach Sheni. The Gemara says, well, how not? Of course you need to say Hallel. See here too, it's like a rhetorical. Of course they had to say Hallel when they were being Shochet es Pesachim and not Lulavam. They had to say Hallel. That is number one. You can't really argue with that argument. Dabar Acher, or a second approach, Pislo Shel Micha Omeid Bebechi V'Yisrael Omer Nes HaHallel. Pesal Micha, one of the two tragic stories at the end of Sefer Shoftim. It was in Bechi. Either Bechi means it was in tears, or it was the name of a place. And Bnei Yisrael was saying Hallel. Meaning, what do we say in Hallel? We say in Hallel that Hashem Kipsile, right? We say Atzafayim, right? Right? We say all of them should be destroyed, right? And they're meaningless. We say in Lolanu, right? Pelam v'yabeinam lo yiras, amlam v'lishmo, ablam v'yirichud. Is it possible that Bnei Yisrael were worshipping Pesal Micha and then they wrote Hallel at this time? Doesn't make sense. So it has to be that it was earlier. It wasn't written later on at the time. It couldn't be that they created it. The Ben Yoyada here discusses a little bit. If you look, wasn't Pesach Micha from earlier? Then it come. They just brought it. Then he discusses whether it was mamish. And it's a discussion on the Navi also. Was it actually an avodah zara, or was it just something that people were pulled after, but it wasn't mamash in Avodah Zarah, and maybe it originally didn't have such a following, only later on it had a following, and it, later on they couldn't have made halal, because that's when it really had the following. Either way, you can look in the Ben Yoyada here, he discusses the status of Pesal Micha. Tan Rabbanan. Kol shiras v'sishbachos. Sh'amar David b'sefer Tehillim. Rabbi Elazar Omer k'neged atzmo Amran. He said it regarding himself. David HaMelech went through a lot in his life. Right? David and Yaakov, they win for probably the hardest lives Jews have. Right? In terms of biblical figures. Right? David HaMelech, his whole life was being chased by Shaul and chased by his kids and right? So he had different emotions. So k'neged atzmo Amran. Rabbi Yeshua Omer k'neged Sibur Amran. Yeshua says, no, Keneged Sibur, he said it regarding Klal Yisrael, and maybe even about future events, not just about past events. V'chachamim omrim, yesh ben Keneged Sibur, v'yesh ben Keneged Atzmo, it depends. Ha'amuris b'lashin yachin Keneged Atzmo, ha'amuris b'lashin rabbi Keneged Sibur. You have to look in the Mizmar to know what it's referring to. And it's if you look in the Mefarshim on Tehillim, every perek, there'll be machlokos amongst the Rishonim. Rashi, the Radak, right, Mari Krav, right, it's different Mefarshim, what it's referring to. Nitzuach v'nigun la'asilavo. If the psukim that start, the tilim that start off with those words, lamnatzeach, or ben ginos, that's referring to the future. Maskil al yudei turgamon, that means it was set to someone to say over. L'david mizmar, malamei, shashar salav shchina, v'yakach amar shira. First, l'david and then mizmar. He had ashras ashchina, and then he was inspired to say the following mizmar. Mizmar l'David, malamesha amar shira v'yachach sharsal of shchina. First he started singing. He jumped in, mizmar. And then the shchina came to David HaMelech. Lula metcha, what does that teach me? Just start singing and then you can have ashras ashchina. Sheina shchina shore, lo mitoch atzlus, v'lo mitoch atzvus, v'lo mitoch schok. Shchina is not shchal in sadness, in laziness, in levity, right, inappropriate levity, v'lo mitoch kalos rosh, v'lo mitoch tvar batelim, ela mitoch tvar simcha shal mitzvah. We gotta be in the proper frame of mind to have ashras ashchina. Shneemar v'yata kuchuli minagin v'yikinagin amanagin v'ati alav yad Hashem. Right when he had the minagin playing when he was in a good mood and he was besimcha, so that's when the yad Hashem went upon him. Right, the concept of mood in terms of being in the frame of mind, and we know the Yetzer Hara always likes us not to be in this state. The Yetzer Hara always tries his best to make us have atzvos and make us have pressured, and it's not just okay, this is the way it is. No, we have to fight through it. Ivdu as Hashem b'simcha, it's an avoda. It's not always, there's so many other things, there's so many pressures. Ivdu. I like to quote also the thought of the Shemin HaTovah in this week's Parsha. Right? To have a certain type of shalvas hanefesh, no matter what happens. So from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one of the most amazing psukim in all the Torah, v'yashkim Avram b'boker. Avram Avinu got up in the morning to do the Akedah. Meaning, he was able to sleep the night before. V'yashkim Avram b'boker, he got up. What do you mean he got up? He slept the night before. Right, for so many less reasons, we can't sleep at night. Right, we have difficulty sleeping. Avram slept. A little jet lag. Can't sleep. Right? But then Avram woke here. He got up in the morning and he was fine. Right, and this is what the Archa Sadikim talks about. The anonymous Musar work in Shar Ha'ava. He talks about that's the state that we have to try to be in as much as we can. The Kesar Hiya Ava. What is Ava Hashem? Sheyoav Hashem Ava Gedolav Yisera Rabbah Mod. Achetei Nafsho Kshura Ba'ava Hashem Yisbarach. V'nefesh halo malea ava, v'yosa ava, k'shura b'simcha. Right, we have to realize, HaKadosh, we have a father who loves us. V'yosa simcha mavrachas me'alav avo ni'imos haguf v'tanog ha'nefesh. It spreads. V'osa simcha aza u'miskaberes alav avo. V'chal anosh she'ba'olam hein ka'ayin k'neged tokef simchas Hashem Baruch Hu. The simcha that we have, v'chal chibas sha'ashuv yiladav kilohayu. Even being with our family. It's nothing when we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. Obviously, a very high level, but in order to be merit, Ashras Ashchina, that's what we have to be in. We have to be in a state of Ahava / Simcha. Those two midos go together. Good. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. So on this Amud right here, we've had Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, and we've had Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav. Right? It's the Talmud of both. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Achin Ledvar Halacha. The same thing, you gotta be in the proper frame of mind in order to come out with proper halachic, decisions. Right? If I'm in a bad mood and then I'm starting trying to figure out what halach is, so also it's gonna be warped, I'm not gonna think properly. For halacha, I have to be benachas and b'shalva. Amar of Nachman v'chein l'chalom tov. This makes a lot of sense. In order to have good dreams. If I'm all tzehist and all worked up before I go to sleep, I'm not going to be relaxed. My dreams are going to be crazy if I have dreams. But to have a good dream, a chalom tov, relaxed, and in that way, one would be able to appropriately, you know, get messages from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, depending on what the dream is. Let's just continue a little more, and then we'll comment. Aini, is this really true? It's really true that in order to get Hashras HaShechina for Torah, you got to be calm and happy and simcha. V'yomer of Gidol Marav, Kol Matam and Chacham Ayoshev Lefnei Rabo, Veitziv Sosav No Tfos Mar. Anybody sitting in front of his Rebbe, and his lips aren't dripping with bitterness, meaning he's not scared. Tichavena, he deserves to be burned. Shenemar, Sifsosab Shoshanim, no tfos mar over, the lips Shoshanim, literally it means a rose, but we're going to darshan it, are dripping with mar over, mar is a type of herb, al tikri Shoshanim, ela sheshonim, that learn, al tikri mar over, ela mar avar, bitterness. So you see in Torah we have to be like scared and bitter. So what do you mean you're supposed to be happy and relaxed? So two answers. Number one, Lokash Abba Rabba Abba Tamita, says the Talmud of the Rebbe. The Rebbe is supposed to be relaxed and besimcha. The Talmidim have to be scared and sitting on the edge of their seats. V'bayisema, or hava hava rabba, or both by the Rebbe, v'alokasha, ha makami de pasach, here's the beginning of shir, halabasa de pasach, here's the middle of shir. Ki ha de rabba, mikami de pasach lulu rabban an ami milsa de bidichusa, when rabba started shir, he started with something light. I don't think he told a joke, but he said something light and relaxed. U'batchu rabbanan, and the rabbis laughed. He got everybody into it slowly. He started off with something lighter, and then he got into it. But again, this is the message for Hashras HaShechina, and for Halacha, and for dreams. Even if one has an appropriate dream, there is a big Halacha discussion whether we treat that as a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara already talks about this. The Gemara in Sanhedrin discusses. Somebody is lying in bed, and his father comes to him in a dream and says, there's money in the backyard under that tree. It's Miser Shani money. You know, please bring it up. Or it's so-and-so's money. And the kid wakes up and he goes and he finds money exactly under the tree where his father said. So do we say a concept like Pesha Aso, Pesha Hiter? Well, he only knew about it from his father, so Mistamet has to be Miser Shani money. Or do I say, no, thanks, Dad. And I opened it, and who says this is Miser Shani? Who says this belongs to the other guy? I'm keeping it. And how much do we trust dreams? Do you say that, you know, it all came from the father, Moshe Chaver, Lava Raya. You prove to me that it belongs to you. So that's in terms of Mitzias. But we have it in terms of Pesach also. You're allowed to Paskin from a dream. We mentioned in the past the Arzarua. The Arzarua Paskin from a dream. Basically, the Arzarua and Avodah Zarah. Fascinating Arzarua. The Arzarua has in Os Reish and Avodah in Chelek Beis. He says that there was a Pesach about a certain type of fish called the Levuta, and he quotes Lamaisa Shinishal Amar V'chein Shemati Ala Emes Rabbi Yehoshua Bar Yitzchak Mi Regensburg Pamachas Hiterosam He Matud Varbuta Ubo Balayla Heviu Lafan of Bechalom Kaara Malaya Shratzim Laochlam. He was in a restaurant, and all of a sudden the waiter brought him a tray of shratzim to eat at the restaurant. V'kalas Ala Maybe, he's screaming at the waiter, "What are you doing?" V'yomar Lo Lamata Kaweis. Halo hata hu amatir. And the waiter says, you yourself matir shratzim. V'kas al bala chalom shekach amar lo. And he starts screaming. Umi tol kach hikits. He woke up. V'nizkar shehitir belavuta bo bayom. And he realized that he matir this thing of the day. Umiyad amam nivitaso. V'shiber kol kederis v'ka'aro sheachlu bohem. V'chalaporish milochlam yanuchal obrachas al rosho. So he got up and he changed his sock. He's like, whoa. So that's just an example. They all talk about this Arzarua, exactly whether it's appropriate, whether you do change your psak or not, based on a dream, based on different simanim and hashamayim. We had a shiur about this, in terms of heavenly intervention and rabbinic autonomy. But we had the story of the simanim, Chassam Sofer matired, waiting less than 6 hours after fleishiks, before milchiks, as long as you have a shenas keva. And then he did that. Then he spilled his coffee all over himself in the morning. And he said, it must be, right? They say, he researched the sugya. He took it as a simon. Different versions of the story. But anyway, that's an important discussion in terms of dreams. Okay. Tanur Rabbanan, third wide line. Halo Zemi Amru. So who said halo? What's the source for halo? So Rav Lazar Amar Moshe Yisrael Amru, B'shash Amdu Alayam. They said halo. Even though, again, halo is in Tehillim. They said halo first. Hey, Amru, lo lanu Hashem, lo lanu. Oh, Hashem, this amazing Nisim, it's not for us. Meshiva Ruach HaKodesh V'amar Lahem L'ma'ani L'ma'ani Aseh. I'm doing it for me. Doing it for me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says I'm doing it for Shem Shamayim to be Niskadesh. That's the first opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yoshua V'Yisrael Amruhu. Yoshua and Yisrael said it. 2 days in the Rashbam. Does this mean they also said it? Or they were the ones that said it? Rashbam says, Klomer Af Yisrael V'Yoshua Amruhu V'Chei Pirush Rabbeinu. Quotes that from Rabbeinu, which Pashas is Rashi. V'lo Nehiridli. I don't think that's right. I think it just means, you know, different opinions, not also. So he says, Amru, Yeshua of Yisrael said it, Bishash Amudu Alei Malchei Kanaan, when the 31 kings rose up against them, Hema Amru Lalanu, Meshiva V'chulon Hashanah, Ruach HaKodesh answer. Rav Lazar Amodoy Omer, Dvora U'Barak Amruhu, Bishash Amar Aleihem Sisra. Right, that's when Sisra came up against them. Hema Amru Lalanu, Ruach HaKodesh Meshiva, V'omer Islam L'mani L'mani Yeseh. Rav Lazar Manazar Yomer, Chizkiyo V'siyato Amruhu. What's the chiddush of this one? This is after David HaMelech. Right, all their other opinions are before, so it got into Tehillim. This is Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Chizkiyahu HaMelech. B'shash Amar Lehem Sancheriv. When Sancheriv surrounded the king of Asher, Sancheriv Yerushalayim, Heim Amru Lo Lanu, and they all woke up and they were all dead. Heim Amru Lo Lanu, U'meshiva V'chulu. Rabbi Kiva Omer, even later, Chananya Mishal V'Azari Amruhu. B'shash Amar Lehem Nevuchanetzer HaRasha. Heim Amru Lo Lanu, U'meshiva V'chulu. Right, so according to this, maybe this is why Rashi said it. Right, well, we have Hallel as part of Tehillim, what it was only added in afterwards. According to this, what if the later personalities made it, so it means that the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah put it back into Tehillim? Tehillim was never made. I mean, when was Tanakh canonized? It was canonized later. So maybe they added in these phrases. Not impossible, but these are the opinions. V'chulu. Maybe that's the Machlokas, Rashi and the Rashbam. Rabbi Yossi, Aglili Omer, Mordechai V'Esther Amruhu, B'shasha Amar Aleim Haman HaRasha, Heim Amru L'Alanu, Mishiva V'chulu. The Chachalim Omrim, the general statement. Neviim shebeneim tiknu lam Yisrael, as we had earlier. She Omrim also kol perak al kol tzara b'tzara, shel tavo aleihem li Yisrael uli kisheni galin Omrim also al geulasan. So again, Hallel is a very big discussion in the halacha. There is, I think we mentioned in other contexts also, the Emek Bracha. In terms of Hallel, we don't have time to read it now, but the Emek Bracha, in his piece on Hallel al Hanes, he discusses, after all, what's the difference between we say Hallel for a Nes, but Hashem is in charge of Teva also, we believe in. The Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo. So really, what's the difference between Teva and Nes? And why do we only say Hallel when there is a Nes? So he goes through the fact that there were really two ingredients for Hallel. Two ingredients for why one would be able to say Hallel. And that is Hatavas Hashem and Gvuros Hashem. Hatavat Hashem, that Bnei Yisrael does something to the Jewish people, and he saves us, but that could be every day of history. But there's also Gvuras Hashem, which means what people out there recognize as Gvuras Hashem, and that's what we call Nes. Even though we recognize everything is from Hashem, but Hatavat Hashem and Gvuras Hashem are the two that are required. Glosagi b'Gvuras Hashem, great deal of Gam Hatavat Hashem, and you don't say it just by an amazing event, it also has to be an amazing event that saves Klal Yisrael. Hatavas Hashem and Gvuras Hashem. That's what he says. So what do you do with the Gemara that says you didn't say Hallel until they came into Eretz Yisrael? Beforehand, not. And that's why you don't say Hallel on Purim. One of the reasons, because only a Nesim Chutzla in Eretz Yisrael has the full Gvuras Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's direct Hashgacha in Eretz Yisrael. Yishchilik v'anagat Hashem in Eretz Yisrael v'chutzlaris. Kshashem osa neis, eno doma neis b'Eretz Yisrael, neis b'chutzlaris. The neis b'Eretz Yisrael hu yoser b'galui, v'yoser b'letes bo, yad Hashem y'b'neis chutzlaris, v'chul when he continues. Lo didan shira l'neis tzarek v'itarti. Gvuras Hashem b'shleimus, gvuras Hashem b'shel Eretz Yisrael, v'gam hatavas Hashem, she'i hatavas shleimus. That's what he goes through. He goes through, and then he has him dyed this in the words of Hallel. Again, feel free to look at this. And then he talks about Hallel of Chanukah. Why don't we say, do we say Hallel there for 8 days? It has both ingredients. It just says at the end, he quotes from Reb Chaim, the Suffolk. He says, what happens if you know that it's going to happen, but it didn't happen yet? What if you're a Navi, and Hashem told you that an amazing Nes is going to occur tomorrow, and you're a Navi, and you know it's true. Can you say Hallel already? So he says, no. He says, it has to actually happen. Why? Va'ani b'chastecha v'tachti. When you have bitachon, that something's going to happen, right? Your heart could be happy. Ashir el Hashem, singing was only kigamal alai, after it already happens. When Hashem is gomel alai, when Hashem actually brings the Yeshua on me. But again, before that, one is not allowed to need actual gvuras Hashem and hatavas Hashem. Okay. Amar Rav Chisda, now we get back into writing and words of Tehillim. Amar Rav Chisda, the Rashbam just gives us a background. If there are two words of Halleluka, one at the end of a paragraph and one at the beginning of the next paragraph, then we understand. The first one is at the end of the previous, and the second one is the beginning of the next one. But the Gemara is about to talk about what if you only have one word, Halleluka, in between two paragraphs of Tehillim. Is it the end of the previous or the beginning of the next? So, Amar Rav Chisda, Halleluka besof pirka. It's really the end of the previous. Rabbi Rechabar Rav Huna Amar, Halleluka besbereish pirka. Amar Rav Chisda, Chasin alu letili divei Rav Chan and Beirav, Teksib Halleluka beemsa pirka. So it was right out of the middle. So right in the middle. Alma Masafka late. They weren't sure. They just put it in the middle. Amar Rav Chan and Barava, Hakol mode medil Hashem yidav. Rabbi Rechabar Hashem kashal yilam ba'ed. Right, the paragraph of Ashrei, Haluya de Basrei Reish Pirka, the Halleluka afterwards is really the beginning of the next paragraph. Okay, all this might have an afkamino also. There are some poskim that say that when we say the Hallelukas in the morning, we should say at the end of the paragraph, we should just go into the next one. We shouldn't pause at the end, even though the minhag is to wait for the chazan. Some say that you should just go straight to say them together. Rasha, year of Akas, Shinov, Yacharok v'namas, Tavas Risham Tobed, Haluka Tabasrei Reish Pirka. Okay, the Haluya after that is goes with the next paragraph. V'sha'on de Beves Hashem, right, that's Shira Malos, Haluka Tabasrei Reish Pirka, the beginning. Karoi, those who read Psukim, not the Karites, Karoi, Mosifin Afes Elu, Minacha Baderach Yishta Kein Yaram Rosh, Haluya debasrei reish perka goes to the beginning. Reish is chach liras Hashem seichal dol lechol osayhem. Haluya debasrei reish perka. Name a katonai. Let's say this issue is a machlokas tanoim. When you have one Halleluka. Why? Our Mishnah. This is what this whole discussion is doing here. Areichanu omer. Where do you say up to in Hallel? Veshamay omerim at ema banim smecha. Veisel omerim at chalom ishlamay no mayim. It's one brisa. First or second paragraph of Hallel. V'tanya idach, and the other brisa says, ad heichadu omer, b'shamay omer ad b'tzeis yisrael mi mitzrayim, v'b'sel omer ad olanu Hashem olanu. Right, meaning they said the beginning of the next paragraph. So why is there a different way to say it? Right, b'shamay says, until ebabad esvecha, or b'tzeis yisrael, it's the same thing. So my la b'agam b'flagi. So l'man d'amar, ebabad esvecha, according to the first version, sarah haluya de reish pirka, and therefore you have to say ebabad esvecha, up till there, and the Hallelujah is the beginning of the next paragraph. Uman to Amar Ad B'Tzeis Yisrael, Tavar Halukah B'Sof Pirka. So it's the same Shita, but isn't that the Machlokes? So Mar says, no, Rav Chisda Matari Satameh, they each could understand it according to their own reasoning, even though it won't be a perfect explanation. To Kuli Amasavri Hallelujah B'Sof Pirka. Really, everybody might hold Hallelujah is the beginning, the end of the previous paragraph, like Rav Chisda says. Man to Amar Ad B'Tzeis Yisrael Mimisraim Shapir, that works, because it goes with the previous. It means the next word. The name ad haluka. Just say the next word. If base shamai would just say, oh, say after haluka, then you won't know which one we're talking about. So the name haluka shalema kasha. Okay, so it's not a perfect answer. That's one. Rabba Barafuna Matari Satameh also. It's called the Amaluya the Reish Pirka. It goes with the next one. Manda Amar Imabanim Ad Imabanim Smecha Shapir. That's fine. Umanda Amar Ad Bezes Yisrael. Sover Ad Valo Ad Bechlal. And therefore it's Bezes Yisrael, but it's not including the previous word. Venema Ad Halaluka. Vachitema Doladina Halaluka. Venema Ad Haluka Shabezes Yisrael. Kasha. So again, each one works it out according to their own Shita, but it's not a perfect Shita. Period. Vachosim Bigaula. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, how do we end off the bracha v'asher galanu? Depends. Machlokes. Do you just say Gal Yisrael? Do you say, Kein Hashem Elokeinu Yigaleinu? Rabbi Kiva has the additional tefillah. We mentioned on yesterday's daf, Rabbi Kiva is always the optimist, always yearning for the future. Amar Rava, Kriyashma, the Gal Yisrael of Kriyashma, the Hallel, Gal Yisrael. The Hallel of Kriyat Shema and the Hallel that we say, meaning you have to say it there, the Lashon used is past tense, Ga'al Yisrael. Did Slu say, but when we, in Davening, when we say Reva Anyenu, Baruch Hashem, Go'el Yisrael. We use present slash future. My time at the Rachmininu, because there you're Davening for Geula, and therefore you use the present slash future. Amar Bizera, De Kiddusha. In Kiddush we say Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvosav. That means past tense. He sanctified us with his mitzvos, and takes out vitzivanu. Did slusei in davening kadshenu b'mitzvosecha. My time of the rachmininu. In tefillah, we always put it as a hope, as a prayer, because that's what davening is about. Amar Avacha, next line is a controversial line. Amar Avacha by Yaakov. V'sorach sheyasker yitzias Mitzrayim b'kiddush hayom. You have to mention yitzias Mitzrayim in kiddush. K'siv hacha l'matizkar yom tzeischa. V'k'siv hasan zarchar yom shavas l'kacho. G'zei reshava. This pasuk, 2 points. Number one, we'll do what's on the related to this pasuk first. There is a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham has a problem because he says when men are Yotzei Kiddush and Shul, Doraisa, and then they come home to be Motzi their wives, what do you do? Because they're only Chayiv and Kiddush Durabana now, Alakos, while their wives are still Chayiv and Kiddush Doraisa. That's the problem of the Magen Avraham. Ask the Minchas Chinuch in Lamed Aleph, Mitzvah Lamed Aleph, for the Kiddush. I don't see the Magen Avraham. Why? Because of this Gemara. The Gemara says, you're not Yotzei Kiddush unless you mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. We don't mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in Shabbos davening. In a Friday night davening, Yitzias Mitzrayim is not mentioned. So men aren't Yotzei either, the Mitzvah Da'orais of Kiddush. So what's most of them bothered by? And they'll throw in also Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger says Yotzei Midaraisa, Kiddush of Shabbos, by saying Shabbos to somebody after Shul. No, says the Minchas Chinuch. It's not true. You have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Bir Halacha quotes, I don't have a Minchas Chinuch, but I heard that the Minchas Chinuch is bothered by this problem, and he tries to reread this Gemara somehow. It's very difficult. It says here that Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's what he mentions, so of course you're not Yotzei. Suggest the Torah Tamima. Torah Tamima says in his, right in Shmos, in Perachaf, on the Aseret Dibros, he says, maybe, says this Gemara is only about Kiddush at the Seder. After all, it's an Arvei Pesachim. In the Seder section. Right, that's not earlier in the Kiddush section. So maybe all Rav Yaakov Yaakov means is that you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush at the Seder. Even though it's somewhat difficult because it says Zachos Yom HaShavos Lakadsho. But either way, that's it. He works out the Gemara. Even the Gemara, the way the Limud, the way the order of the Psukim are, either way, that's the suggestion of the Torah Tamima. Number one. Number two, the other important point on this line is the Tosfos. Tosfos says, Lokach kavu zechel yitzias Mitzrayim, and then he says Shamati meimaram sheish b'medrash l'fshiish b'mitzrayim because in Mitzrayim we worked avodas perech in atbash, right? Aleph tovshin beishin perech in atbash is vagal, which is 39. This is one of the makoros for the 39 malachas. We know in Chazal there are three sources for the 39 malachas. The most famous one is Gemara on Shabbos, Daf Mem Tes, Mishkan. Whatever they did in the Mishkan, we're not allowed to do on Shabbos. That's the most famous source. This is number two. Tosfos and Arvei Pesachim, Kuf Yud Zayin. How do you know there are 39 malachas? Because Avodas Perech in Advash is Vagal, Vav Gimel Lamed, which is Gematria 39. That is second view of 39 malachas. There's a Zohar in Parshas Pinchas, Rabbi Sachs likes to quote it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with 39 malachas, Kaviyachal. And that's why it makes sense. Shabbos is my subject, my subracious, so we don't do malacha. We don't do those 39 malachas. Okay, three different dayas that are mentioned. Period. A little bit more. Amar Rabba Bar Shela did slosa in davening. We end off the bracha about David HaMelech, Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. Very general. Daftarta Magin David. Daftar, we say specifically Magin David. Why? Shmona Esri is more general. The Rashbam says that's why we generalize it. And he says, he quotes from Rashi, that we already said Magen Avraham. So we can't say another Magen David in Shmona Esrei. So that's why in Haftorah we say it. V'yasisi lach shem gadol kishem agdolim. I'll make your name David like the great names. Tani Rav Yosef. Zeo Shomer Magen David. Just like Avraham got one, so too David. Amar Shem Lachish, last week's parsha. V'aschal adai gadol, zeo Shomer loke Avraham. V'avar echecha, zeo Shomer loke Yitzchak. V'agal shemecha, zeo Shomer loke Yaakov. Yachol yuchosin bekulan. You might think the chasim is with all of them. Tamalomer ve'ye bracha, you. B'chach hosmin ve'ed chosmin bekulan. All the Bali Mosers say the same vart. What does it mean, b'chach hosmin? Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are connected, the three pillars that the world stands on. Avraham is chesed. Yitzchak is Gvura, is Avoda, right, the Akeda, and Yaakov is Torah. And all they say that, later on, as the generations go on, we're not perfect in Torah anymore, right, Niskanu Adoros, we're not perfect in Avoda anymore, we don't have Karbanos anymore, but there's one thing that we can do perfectly, like they did in earlier generations also, and that's Chesed. Am Yisrael and Chesed. And that's B'chach Osman. With you, Avram, there'll be Chasima. The Chesed continues in all generations. Amar Rava, Ashkaftina lef Savi to Pumbadisa. To Yasi v'Kamri. Rava says, I heard the elders of Pumbadisa that say the following. B'Shabza, on Shabbos, Bein Bitzlosa, Bein Bikidusha. In Davening or in Kiddush, Mekadisha Shabbos. That's how you end the bracha. B'yom Atava, Bein Bitzlosa, Bein Bikidusha, Mekadisha Zorba Azmanim. That's what we do. We do like the Savi to Pumbadisa. V'yamina luhuana, but I say, says Rava, differently. Rabba did slow say in davening. First he says it, then he explains it. Bein b'shapsa, bein b'yom etava, mekadesh Yisrael. Should always say mekadesh Yisrael in davening. B'kiddusha the shapsa, mekadesh Shabbos. B'yom etava, mekadesh Yisrael b'azmanim. So the davening is what's different. V'ana amina tami didi, v'tami didchu. And I explained everybody's reasons. Tama didchu Shabbos tekvi v'kaima Shabbos, which is set. We have nothing to do with the kiddusha of Shabbos. Bein b'slow say bein b'kiddusha mekadesh Shabbos. It's all to Hashem. Hashem is the sanctifier of Shabbos. Yom Tava, the Yisrael de Kavilei, but Yom Tif, which we have a hand in, to come Abri Yarchi v'Kabai Lishni. Right, we set the schedule. Mekadesh Yisrael v'Azmanim. So I understand your svar, which is what we do. Time Didi, but let me explain me. Slow say in davening de Barabim Isa Mekadesh Yisrael. I want to give kavod to Am Yisrael in davening. So that's why I say Mekadesh Yisrael in davening. Kiddush to be Yachid Isa, Kiddush, which is said by an individual, B'Shabbos, Mekadesh HaShabbos, B'Yantif, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim. That's why I think it's different. And we say below, we know, Slow say B'Yachid Milesa, what, you never daven at home? Or, B'Kiddush of Rabbim Milesa, there's no Kiddush in Rabbim, in Shul, as we had earlier? And B'Rabbim, my Sarvei Zobasarika, you know, you go by when it's mainly said. And Kiddush is mainly at home, and davening is mainly in shul. Ula bar Rav Nachas kamei de Rava. Amar kasavi tepa b'disi. He went like the elders. Lama leva lo midi. And Rava didn't say anything. Alma hada be Rava. You see, Rava was chozer bo, and he did like what we do. Rav Nassan avu ad Rav Huna brei de Rav Nassan. Nachas kamei de Rav Papa. Amar kasavi tepa b'disa. He also went like them. V'shab chei Rav Papa. Rav Papa praised him. Amar avina. Ana ikla l'sura kamei de bereimar. V'nachas kamei shluche de sibura. And I was there by the shliach sibur. V'amar kasavi de babadisa. V'avim shaskele kuliyama. And they wanted to quiet him down. And amar luhu shavku. I said, told them, stop it. Hilchas l'kasavi de babadisa. The halach is like them. V'avim shaskele. So then they stopped. Quieting them, the hilchasok is having to put bedisa, and that's what we say on Shabbos. We always say mekadesh Shabbos, and on Yom Tov we say mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. Okay, we'll stop here. Yes, thank you for the correction. At the beginning, I said chariots, but really that's with a ches and a chaf. Merchavya means I've been widened, I've been expanded by Hashem. Merchav with obviously is a ches and a chaf. Thank you. Sorry.